Okay. Oh no. Yeah. All right. Good morning. We are sitting in the Vav, dealing with the traces of Tzomet Sagidin of the cut tendons by the leg. Ches ba'of heim be'etzem emtzai. By a chicken, by a bird, the Tzomet Sagidin's by the middle of the polka. Shemova Yud Vav. There are 16 Gidim. Ve'im nifsak rubo shel echad mehem trefa. That was a very complicated thing that by birds, if one of the Gidim is cut, rubo shel echad is trefa. So it's very complex. Now the truth I saw once that to find the 16 is actually hard to count the 16. I do know I do remember, someone correct me, but I do remember that when they were trying to figure it out here, they couldn't figure it out, and the I think it was Ramach, but whoever had a Masorah from Teiman, how to find the 16. And he showed, I've seen like the video, like he 1, 2, 3, like he showed like there's like an extra whatever. He had a Masorah from Teiman, where the six, where the how to count the 16. Test Siman Malkum Shekalim Tzomis Hagidim, the place by the bird where the trefa stops being on the polka, but of Kesimanu Bein Medaka, that where the Gidim, where the tendons start getting soft. Someone who understands these things, that he can figure out. And any bird, if he godloy, if he ktano calls on shame kashim, have it some segidim. As long as they're hard, they're some segidim. Welcome to Mitzrachim. Lo have it some segidim. Simply, where the place where they get soft, it's not some segidim. Mishenu baki the shire, yishire baruch of etzba. Someone can't figure it out. Should go. Should do baruch of etzba. But of himachmashim from the point where it's from like the joint there, it's a roch of etzba. The oilam ain't some segidim lamala mechetzi etzvim tzoi. The some segidim is never higher than the halfway up the leg from the rokeach. I know ain't bekim v'dika. So this is the kud I mentioned yesterday that by our Shulchan talks about by turkeys. That the emphasis is that the feet of rokeach, that the tzomus hagidim by a turkey is not going to be higher than chetzi and tzoi, even if the gidim are don't soften up at any point until the top. They say that with a turkey can, a turkey kick can break people's bones. It's something to it's not worth to trifle with. But alchofanim. So if you can't figure it out, it's also if it has to be, it's halfway up, and that's it. So anu ain bekim in bedikas tzomus hagidim. We actually are not bucky in some been checking tzomus hagidim sha'of. Shem dekasha livdoik. It's hard to figure out. There's 16 of them. Ubekal hu nitraf. Well, cut a little bit of one. Boom. V'chein b'chol makom de'ikah makem b'makom tzomus hagidim. Anytime you see that there's a wound. By the Tzomus Hagidin, I feel in a rach nefuach, the nitzvar hadam, even if it's just swollen and you see there's a bruise there, since it's going to need to check it over there, became ba'ov trefa. Now, I didn't look into it. I should have spoken to Emil to look into it. It could be he can send a note or something. Nowadays, we saw by the video of the shechita, they do check Tzomus Hagidin because. Because the chickens are bioengineered to have a lot of extra meat by the chazeh, by the chicken breast to have nice schnitzel, and so they're much more top heavy than they were. So the rechoshes of Tzomus Hagidin. They break the tendons. And the truth is, I don't know. It says we're not bucking, so it's a gidin. So what do you do? I don't know. I think as far as I understand, in America, chutzaris, they don't check so it's a gidin, because unless it's a reisa, we're not bukim, so you don't have to check it. Even if you say it's a mitzvah or yochoshesh, but you know, but achopanim, it's a chiyuv. They check it here. The mahadra hefsher and check it here. You saw he went ahead and stuck it, put his finger behind the tendons and pulled it, and the foot moved. I don't know. That's not the bedika which the Ramah is talking about. That we're not bekeev in some segidin because you're talking about where he's nifsak a little bit and whatever. Could be this. It could be this. This bedika is just to check that it is able to walk. I don't know. I will have to mavar it. I'm not sure. I should have looked into it, but I didn't. I did not. Al-Kopanim is, I guess it's common enough that they hold the Mira Matsuri that they have to check that it could walk, which could be that's a little bit different than checking if the Tzumas Gidin was torn. We'll have later on the Fula where you have to check and see if it can, the animal can walk. So it could be if the animal can't walk, it's a trait for bats and not, the Tzumas Gidin is different, but I'm not sure. If the bone broke by the area that someone said Yafe and it healed up. Nishmatirim. Those who are matir, as long as the flesh around the broken area is looks fine. Ish oisim achieved some say choishesh. That if it broke, that if the bone broke over there, that it broke the Tzumas HaGidin as well, or there was oiker it, whatever it was. Treifa, we're not so bucky in checking the treifas of a bird, so therefore, we ask for it until if it broke over there, the point of Ramah is also finished because we don't know how to check. And that's gonna and that's it, and that's the Gemara says, and that's the ikar by any teiku, any suffix, any teiku in the Gemara, anything by treifas is the chumrah. So that's the general rule by all treifas and by all yisurim. That's in that anytime there's a suffix. Again, we've had this numerous times in Hilchos Treifas, suffix l'chumrah. There's something to raise if there's a reisa about kopanim. If there's a way to get out of it, where you have a tliya, then we can be toilim. But over here, we don't know how to check it, so that doesn't that comes also. Simon and Zayim. I'm getting the hilchos of drusa. Drusa pirsh hadrisa hi hakosh hikeh hachaya ohaov betzipornayim treifa. Drusa is something which we don't understand exactly how it works. Is that when a predator attacks a smaller animal, attacks an animal with its nails, like it punctures it with its nails, it becomes treifa. We'll see later on that it really depends on also depends on intent. The animal is trying to go ahead and hit it, and Lashon Chazal gives, or Rashi gives eres in its claws. It's a little bit unclear exactly how it is. Lemaisa it's treif. Lemaisa there's simanim. We'll see of drusa, and there's different rules and laws in Halacha Moshe Sinai. Even if we, science doesn't really understand how it happens. This is, this Chazal understood it. Beis Hashem will understand it at some point. But in a way, I was thinking maybe you could say that, like the idea we don't, the idea of intent is that, that someone, sometimes by plants, by plants, if a person's angry, the plants don't grow well. If there's negative emotions, positive emotions, so it could be also by animals. It could be also if it's hit, if the predator hits the animal. Smacks the animal with intent to hurt it or to kill it. So either something happens, either with the intent and with the pachad of the that the animal has, it causes some sort of damage. Anyway, akupanim. Local chayav of shoving midrisasa. Not every chayav or of not every predator is the same. Idea of drisa ela malos yesh. It's different levels. Ketzad, ha'ari yeshel drisa afilu b'shar gadol v'begasa shebechayas. A lion has drisa on everything, as in the shore, even in a large shore, even if the shore is bigger than him, right? The shore can be bigger than a lion, but v'begasa shebechayas, buffalo, or you know, or bison, or any of these things. Not that there's lions by America, but whatever. It has drisa by it. If it whacks it with his claws. Hazev eino drisa b'behemagasa. A wolf does not have a drisa by behemagasa, right? By a calf. But it has drisa by a daka. Large sheep, large rams. The zev is a predator for those, and therefore it has drisa by them. Question is, we'll see in a second. Chatul of Numia of Shual and drisa b'kvasim gedolim, a cat. Or in the Mia, I think it's a larger type of cat, like bobcat or something a little bit bigger than that. A shual or a fox. In and drisa b'kvasim gedolim, have evaluation drisa b'kdim b'talayim by baby goats b'talayim or by lambs. Kol shekein b'chol ha'ofos. Kol shekein, they're predators for these things. Chulda in a drisa. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about an ostrich. Well, ostrich is not kosher anyway, but yeah, because I guess, like I said, the idea is that this is a predator for that yeah, animal, so that's some reason that. Chulda, you know, I remember seeing once a cat in the I was a kid in my backyard, you know. A bird was attacking it, whack, with its paws, and the bird died, whatever. That's what happens. That's, chulda eina drisa v'behema klal. A chulda, now, a chulda is not a rat. You see in the Achronim, it says everywhere, a rat is, some Sefer talks about it, other Achronim, a rat is an achbar. Is by the Nefesh of the Lashon Chazal, is just a large achbar. A chulda is a weasel, but the kasha the chronim ad in echlosi chulda in the drisa v'heimer klal a feel begdim v'talayim even begdim v'talayim vayesha drisa b'chala ofos has drisa by birds a feel begasa shemem even by a turkey. So, but the question they ask is, well, chulda is a sheretz, so how does it have drisa? Again, drisa is with its front paws. It's a little, they're cute, but an ermine and a mink, But Chupanim, definitely, I said the rat definitely not, because it doesn't have front paws. So what are we talking about over here? So they said that the Lashon is Chulda the Sanai, it's like a large one that has paws. Truth be told, I looked it up a little bit, and it could be it's talking about there are larger weasels. A badger is also in the family of weasels, and a badger does attack, and badger has big claws. It could be it's including a badger, or that could be a chulda the snai, which is not the regular chulda, the sherets, that go close to the ground, or a ferret, I don't know, whatever, but a larger one like a badger would have drisa, holofos. Kelev ein lo drisa, klal filo ba'ovtoch, which may sinai. A dog does not have drisa at all, even Ba'ofa does not have drisa. Doesn't do drisa. Oh, it's Achav Shem Yisina. Kibanu Lashon Gemara. The bias is a kibanu. That this is the din. Kacha. Even though Zev does, but I don't know if it has. If you have a hybrid, if you have a Zev and hybrid, dog hybrid, which they have. I don't know what the kilayim. I don't know. It is kilayim. I don't think it's kilayim, but I don't. But I don't know. I don't know what the din is. And again, the choshish to zera av, and a lot of interesting things you could start clearing. Yeah, any dog. If inik of chihuahua also. Whatever. Inik of ad chalal, inik of choshinik of chalal. But if a kelev attacks, and the claws of the dog, it pierces the animal, so then it's just like any other needle or thorn that goes in, whatever the dinim we had before. Shar chayos, tameos, kosher, in agasa, me'azev, anything which is not larger than a zev, in a drisa b'gdolosh, b'daka, b'kvasim, v'izim. It doesn't have drisa by anything bigger than a kvasim, v'izim. Afilu higasa k'zev, even if it's larger k'zev, of a yesha drisa b'gedim v'talayim, but it has drisa b'gedim v'talayim, kosher kain, b'ofos. Even higasa me'azev, the discussion in the Pesukim about bears. The chorus is coming to include bears and other large wild cats, leopards and things like that, tigers. If it's gasame as the evdina, some say bears, no, v'yeshla drisa bedaka, however, they do say bears do have anything like they do say that bears do have. And the other large cats are domed to a lion. We're talking about something like, say, a hyena or something. I don't know, a tzavua or something like that, which is bigger than a zev, but the chayyim wouldn't have drisa, but the bears would have drisa by the other animals. The field higdol kari v'ha'isa gasa yisa me'ari kari v'yesha drisa b'kol, anything which is larger than a lion, like I said, a bear, polar bear, I don't know, whatever. The tiger. Would have drisa b'kol. Hagav yesh machmirin od the kol shehi mezev ulamayli yesh drisa filu behemagasa yesh lachosh lachomra. Anything which is larger than a zev, I don't know about a hyena or they have other predators, around different parts of the world. Open up your zoology books. I don't know, whatever. Lachosh lachomra. Even and then a dog. Even if it's like a German Shepherd or Rottweiler, any of these things, it's not drisa. They attack with the mouth, they attack with whatever, but they don't have drisa. Any bird of prey does not have drisa by animals. Mehanets sheyesh chutz mehanets for hawk sheyesh lo drisa b'gedim v'talayim. It does have drisa b'gedim v'talayim. Who sheyikov v'tziparno. The base of halal, that's where the claws gets the claws into the body. She'az matil eris, then it's matil, it's eris. Which I said, like the check for it, it creates whether it's some sort of infection. It's hard to understand, but al kapanim, it starts the behemoth starts dying. Hanetz yeshel drisa gimel. Hanetz yeshel drisa afilu ba'of godol mimenu. A hawk has drisa, even if it's a regular bird, a stork, I don't know, whatever, even bigger than it. Or even if it's bigger than it, but it has to be in hadak. It's not by a chicken. By small chickens, there is drisa. All the other birds of prey, yeshem drisa. Of shakamosam again, like animals, any has if it's shaveh of a loba of shugadol mehem, not like so by a chasida or goose or things like that, it does not have drisa. Chutz min hagash according falcon sheyesh drisa b'chol ha'ofos, because it's not a falcon, has like a special like attack, it's like diving. It's a special type of bird. That's why you hunt with falcons, that has a special diving attack that it does do drisa. By the other birds, the other thing it says is by a gas, what's called a there's the mates and then it's the gas. The Mishnah is a gas. Gas is a larger type of hawk. Eagle, it says by a nesher. It says kol shekhen by a nesher would have how big the nesher is will have drisa by a kol shekhen by any bird, as the Rashi says, a lashon oster, which is some sort of larger bird, whatever. And fia inyan, depends, whatever the has drisa. Dalakol edu sharmana sheishem drisa bein imbayin lahatzil and nidras vimenu, and all these things that has drisa, whether bein imbayin, even if some people are coming trying to save the animal, bein imbayin lahatzilo. Because it says that the predator gets angry, it's more anger when someone's trying to save it, so it puts more focus on trying to kill it. Or whether or not, it doesn't make a difference, it has intent to kill, it is treif. If a cat goes into a chicken coop, even though a cat can attack, some can all shachatulim shalanahim b'nei tarbos, they're domesticated. If we don't see that it attacked any of the chickens, then we're not choshesh for that it attacked because it's domesticated. Vav ein drisa elabiyat. And even if you domesticated the cat yourself, not just it was born, you could domesticate stray cats. And also, unless you see a mesamech on that. Vav ein drisa.
If you see a lion,
a lion's not a cat. A lion's not a cat.
I'm saying it's just that.
Only cats. I don't know if it's that real domestication by, it says by in Choshen Mishpat, they're not b'nei tarbus. Like the Be'etz are not b'nei tarbus. You can't domesticate a lion.
No, it sounds like unless you know that it didn't attack.
Yeah. We'll see. That's later in the simon. Later in the simon, we'll get to that stuff. Ein drisa ela biyada b'tziporin. Drisa is only in the front paws. Of Adarsa Baragla, often their animals who rake with their back legs. Then we have the dinim of a kotz. Zion, ein drisa ella midasa doris. Drisa is only with intent of the predator. But it happened by accident. It fell on the animal, whatever. There's no intent. So therefore, there's no drisa. Ches ain drisa eli michaim shel doris. Only if the doris is alive, v'nidras, and it doesn't intentionally. Geitzad v'shenat zipona v'nidras. It attacked. Clawed it. V'ad shelo hoitzi ziparno before it took out the claw. Humas adoris. They shot the predator. Or chaschol yado. Or they chopped the paw off. Or shenishchad nidras. Or right then a guy whips out his knife and shechs the nidras, a raise a kosher. Remember, because the Gemara Chazal say that it's matil eres only when it removes its claw, not when it puts it in, but only when it removes it. Tacha, a raise but medra memori kishmarinu mitchila ba'atzot. That's what we saw. What happened? For im balafanenu v'tzipor and tchuva bo. If an animal comes before us. A chicken comes and you see a cat claw stuck in it. Because of a doras, that it was doris and then it did it a second time. The claw didn't come out. It did it twice. Those who trap, the birds. Afilu shachter on nidras kodim shehizit zipano alser. That it attacks the animal many times before you stop it. Even we didn't see it attacking beforehand. When a hawk is chasing the other bird, it tries to knock it down before it actually sinks its claws in and tries to eat it. It gives it a smack and tries to knock it down. We'll stop. Right. I think.